You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of KDWA's Community In-Depth program. We have in our studio a candidate for a seat on school board, on the School District 200 board. We have in our studios today Becky Kranz-Beisel. First of all, thank you, Becky, for joining us.
Thank you, Dan, for having me today.
And let's start out with the obvious here, Kranz-Beisel.
Mm-hmm. Yes, big name.
both big names. And I learned off the air here that, of course, Wimpy, bless his soul, is gone.
Absolutely.
And Rose Kranz are your grandparents, two of the probably nicest people in Hastings.
They are. They're wonderful people.
Now, your husband, I remember him because he's either a year or 2 years younger than me, not much, because I went to school with his older brother.
Yes, my dad.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. Your dad, Pete, is what, 2 years younger than Tom? Maybe?
He's about 2 years younger than
Tom.
Yeah.
I remember him from school.
Yes.
So.
Yes. So he was, Hastings.
Yep.
Native here, too.
You can tell we're all Hastings people, aren't we?
All Hastings natives.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say you're running for the school board. Why the heck are you doing that? I'm just kidding.
I know, right? We'll get into that.
Right. Well, let's start out. We've kind of covered this a little bit, but let's go into more detail. Tell us about yourself, first of all, where you were born, raised, your education, and your work experience.
All right. So, yes, like we said, born and raised here in Hastings, Hastings native. I married Chad Beisel in 2004. We have three beautiful, wonderful children. Blake is 14. He's an eighth grader at the Hastings Middle School. And Trey is 12, and he's a sixth grader at the Hastings Middle School. And our daughter Ellie is a first grader at McCullough Elementary. I graduated from the Hastings High School in 1998, and I went to the College of St. Catherine, where I received my bachelor's degree in science of nursing in 2004. And I started working at United Hospital in St. Paul in 2005. And I've been there ever since. I have worked as a telemetry nurse, critical care nurse, and currently I'm a critical care cath lab nurse as well in St. Paul United.
What's a telemetry nurse?
So that's a nurse that actually is working with the heart, monitoring your heart. You can go on a surgical floor, you can go to an OB floor, but it's a special floor that's stepped down from critical care that really is focusing on your heart and lung.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great. let's get into some other questions here, Becky. With the school district of about 4,700 students, over 600 employees, a yearly budget of around $50 million, and 14 different bargaining groups to set wages, what have you done that would qualify you to become a board member?
Well, as working as a nurse, I work with a budget as a healthcare provider every single day. We are working with what we have at the hospital. So I am used to being told that, we have to work with this amount of dollars for this project or...
Budgeting.
A lot of budgeting. Mm-hmm. So I'm well aware that how to work with the budget. So I think that my perspective that of being... as per se, like the teachers or the staff at the district, that I am more in tune with their perspective, and I can be a fresh set of eyes for them as well. But also, I run a budget in my house every single day, as well as everybody does. So I think I can bring both perspectives to that yes, we do have to run a budget, but also be a voice for the teachers and staff and let them know that we're looking into this. This is the reason why we can't do this today, or we are looking into that, and yes, we can do this tomorrow, but this is why we're doing this. More of a voice of reasoning for the staff and the mm-hmm. teachers. I don't have a financial background, and I think that sometimes is okay. I don't crunch the numbers. I don't say I have to put this into the equation for this. I think I'm a real person. I just look at these. I live on a budget, like I said myself, and I just working in the healthcare settings with a budget, and being told this is what you have to work with, and I do it every single day so that I can explain to staff, teachers, district employees that it's okay, or mm-hmm. this is why we're doing it or why we're not doing it, and go from there.
Would it be a fair statement that And good for you for admitting that you know that you don't work with big budgets, but you're willing to learn.
I'm willing to learn. I am a determined, strong, passionate person, and you put something in front of me, I want to learn. I want to find out why, who, what, when, why, where. So if I can't find out that, I will ask questions. I'm not afraid to ask the questions. I am always willing to learn. In healthcare, you're learning every single day. You know, I've been there for 14 years, but a nurse that's been there for 2 years, I'm learning from some, you know, a technique that she's done or he's done in the 2 years that he's been there. So I am always willing to learn. I'm so passionate about learning and excited. I'm excited to be on the board and learn more about this. And yes, like I said, I don't have a financial background, but I am willing to sit down and learn about it and figure out what we can do to continue to keep this budget and keep this school district afloat.
Mm-hmm. Now, as a school board member, you're going to have to belong to a number of subcommittee groups with fellow board members that determine policies, budgets, manage facilities, negotiate with unions, just to name a few of us. A two-part question I'm going to ask you here, Becky, okay, is tell us, you know, what committee you think you would, you know, like to be on. And in today's supercharged world, I'm calling it, there's always... you know, there's always different ideas, mm-hmm, and it's different than what it was decades ago, but how do you find common ground with people?
Oh, that's a really good question. We'll get back to that one. The school board committees, that's a really good question. Again, I haven't been on the board. I've been looking at certain committees. I feel that I would really like to join the special ed committee or the community ed committee. The community ed committee, getting out to our preschools, getting out to our homes, going and learning more into our with our special ed. What can we do to start these kids ahead of time? Preschools, what can we do? Daycares, what can we do for these children before they come into our schools? We have the Fraser program. What can we do? What can we do with these programs? Work together with these programs. To really make sure that these children, when they come into our schools, our preschool programs, our kindergarten programs, what can we do before they come in that they're successful into these programs? Not saying that I can change everything, but I would love to be part of that committee that really can look into that, can be a fresh set of eyes on those communities to really help these teachers and staff members really engage themselves so that they are... putting their 100% for these children. I would love to learn more about the technology. I think technology is huge in the times that we're living in. I'm excited at work when we have new technology. It's a little frustrating at times. And then with my children coming home and showing me all the different programs they're on and using at the school, I think it is fascinating. And I would love to be a part of that to learn so that I can be up to date with my children as well.
Yeah, sometimes I know around here that I talk to the younger guys and gals. They're kids. I call them kids, but they like to be called young adults.
Exactly.
They've taught us a lot about technology.
My children do too. They teach me how to use my computer a lot. So,
you're listening to KDWA's in-depth program. Our guest, Becky Kranz-Beisel, who is vying for a seat on School District 200 School Board. How do you find common ground with people, Becky? In this day and age, things just seem to be different.
They do, and I think it's okay that people disagree. I think we all have different viewpoints, and I think that is. It's okay. And I think if everybody realizes that we are not going to always agree on things, but I think if we all take the time and sit back and listen to each other, and, you know, I'm raising teenagers, so they might not always understand what I'm saying, and I might not always understand what they're saying, but even in at work, I might understand what my boss is saying. But, you know, if I take the time and sit down and listen to her, ask the questions, I may not still agree with it, but I might understand her reasoning, or I might understand my children's reasoning on things. So I just think nowadays we're all so busy. We're running here, there, and everywhere. We are on such high pressure these days that I just think we really have to stop, take the time, ask questions, remember that it's okay that we all have different viewpoints. We're not always going to agree, but let's agree to disagree sometimes. Going onto the board, it's going to be all new board members. We're going to have a lot to learn, I think that we all, seven of us, they're not always going to agree on something. But I think if we all sit down and listen to each other and say, oh, you know, I never thought about it that way. Thank you. You know, I think that's it's a great way to think and hopefully, you know, get along. And that's hopefully what we can teach our children as well growing up, that it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Moving on, I'm going to jump ahead here real quick. What do you see as the biggest issue currently facing the district and how would you deal with it?
So I see two things right now. Like I just said, it's going to be a whole new board. You know, there's seven seats and three or four new, depending on what the
election. At least three. Yeah.
Yes, at least
at
three.
At minimum.
Exactly. So I think that is number one, is going to be challenging at the beginning. At least three new seats coming in have to learn their role as a school board member, because I don't think any of the six or the seven of us have ever sat on a school board before. So we have to learn that and learn each other, learn the policies and procedures of the school district, and also and working together as this team. We all have different teams that we work on together or separate, but now coming together and working as a team. So that's big coming into this, and also getting a new superintendent. So I think that is exciting, but it's also nerve-wracking, because now you have a new school board and you also have a new leader joining the crew. So I think that together as a school board and finding the new superintendent that's a great leader for staff and the community, that we can all work together and hopefully make this transition a lot easy as possible.
Okay. What do you see as the current strengths in the district?
Oh, I think we have fantastic teachers and staff in our schools. You know, my children have been enrolled in here for the last 10 years, and I am amazed by their strengths. I have three different children, and I am just amazed on how they can gauge and read my children, even sometimes more than I can. So I thank our teachers and our staff. I thank our principals. They do a great job. So I think we have good programs. I think we have good community involvement. And I think that we can just continue to gain on those strengths.
One more question here. This is a loaded question also is, you know, District 200 faces something that a lot of school districts in the state does, and that is declining enrollment. Mm-hmm. Can a board number one, a kind of a two-part question, can a board actually change that or affect it, and how could they do it?
So I think we can work together and brainstorm, figure out why. Question, maybe have a survey go out. We can look at different school districts and wonder what are they doing? Why are their enrollments down? Yes, I know we're on the out, we have different highways that take out of our community. We can also work together with the city council and see if they have any ideas. We can really work together as a team to see if we're doing something that we can bring more families together or bring them into Hastings or try and just work together and brainstorm more ideas. So I don't know if we can necessarily together change that, but I think we can really try hard and really work at that.
Right. Work with the city and see.
Yes.
That's probably, in my opinion now, one of the toughest things that face the school district too.
Absolutely. So then I think we look together at different districts and work together with the city, and I think that we can do the best that we can for what we have.
Okay. You're listening to KDWA's In-Depth. Our guest today is Becky Kranz-Beisel, who is seeking a seat on the school board for School District 200. Becky, we have just a couple minutes left here, and this is going to be, I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to make faces at you and stuff.
Wonderful.
But this is your opportunity to tell the voters of Hastings School District 200, why should they vote for Becky Kranz-Beisel?
Well, I just want to let you know that I am very passionate about this community. I have a vested interest in this community. I want to do what's best for this community and our children. I also am very fond of our teachers and staff, and I want to be your voice. As a registered nurse, I am always somebody's advocate, and I want to be the teachers and staff advocate. I want them to have a safe place to go to, that they feel comfortable talking to somebody. I may not have all the answers, but I want them to know that they're being heard. I want to continue to be engaged, that we can look in, that we're doing the best what's possible for our children. I want to see more transparency, increased communication with the community, with the staff, anybody. I found that, not saying that I can change this, but I found that going to the school board meetings, it's not a welcoming place. So I would like to see more community involvement, staff involvement, and having a bigger arena for this, so that there is a forum at the beginning that community members, staff members, anybody can come to have an open discussion for the first 5 to 10 minutes. Not saying that we can answer everybody's questions or concerns, but that they're feeling heard. I want that. And I also want to maintain fiscal responsibility in our district. I want to continue our educational excellence. And I'm also have open ears and eyes, so I'm happy to learn and excited to learn, and hoping that the Hastings community goes out there and vote November 5th and vote Becky Kranz Bissell.
Okay. Becky, thank you for joining us.
I really appreciate you having me today.
You're very welcome. You've been listening to KDWA's in-depth program. Our guest today, Becky Kranz Bissell, who is vying for a seat on School District 200, the school board. This is AM 1460, KDWA, FM 97.7, and we're in Hastings, folks.